The following is a paid commercial program paid for by the consumer team and does not reflect the opinions or advice of KRLD or CBS Radio.
I'm Pete Thompson. Coming up this hour on the consumer team, why your valuables may not be covered by your homeowner's insurance, dangerous dietary supplements to avoid, giving wisely this year to charities, and how shopping local here in DFW is a very good deal. All this and more this hour from the voice of the consumer in Dallas-Fort Worth, the consumer team.
The consumer team with Pete Thompson.
Consumer team has saved me thousands of dollars.
Helping you be a more successful consumer.
Consumer team has taught me what questions to ask before I buy.
Every week, news, information, and wise counsel that will help you save time, money, and grief.
We always get a second opinion because of consumer team.
The consumer team, introducing you to companies with superior products and services.
I can always trust the companies I hear on consumer team.
The consumer team, making you a smarter, more savvy consumer. Now, the voice of the consumer. The Consumer Team with Pete Thompson.
Welcome aboard. It is another weekend here in North Texas and our favorite time of the week because we get to come into the studios here at KRLD, take over, and talk about the consumer world. Welcome to the Consumer Team. My name's Pete Thompson, and I've been hanging around Dallas-Fort Worth since 1982. They can't get rid of me. I'm a Yankee, yeah, but hey, I've been here over 30 years, so that means I'm getting acclimated. I say y'all and all those things now. Anyway, I worked in radio and TV since 82. About, what, 4 or 5 years ago, I started my own company because I wanted to work on consumer advocacy on a more full-time basis. So here we are, the consumer team. We try to do two things every week here on the program. Number one, education. We bring you the latest consumer news, information, good deals, bad deals, recalls, ripoffs. We also strive to introduce you to good people, businesses that get it as far as serving the consumer. They have good products and services. They have fair prices and transparency, you know, in the way they do business, and they have outstanding customer service. So the consumer team every week here on KRLD. Coming up this hour, it is that time of year with the holidays approaching that many of us give gifts to charities. In our first segment, we will introduce you to Dr. Albert Reyes, the president of Buckner International, based right here in DFW. And in a world of charities getting busted for not doing good or for wasting money when we give it to them, we believe that Buckner International and their program, Shoes for Orphan Souls, is an outstanding example of a well-run nonprofit that delivers a high percentage of the gift that you give back to the people in need. We really like Buckner, and we're going to introduce you to the guy in charge this hour. Segment two, home security and protecting your valuables. We're going to welcome Roger Harkins from TriStar Insurance Professionals to the program, and we're going to talk about the fact that many of us have possessions, valuables, things like, guns and jewelry and things that we really value, collectibles, artwork that may not be covered if we had a loss, if you had a break-in, if you had a fire. So we're going to talk about the truth in insurance coverage coming up this hour on the consumer team. Bottom of the hour, it has been a very busy year for roofing and home repair contractors in North Texas because of the hailstorms. And then last December, we had the tornado. Lots of work being done. Sadly, many consumers are getting bad work done. We'll talk with Eric Thomason from Blue Nail Roofing about what's going on out there, why people are having to wait to get work done, and why waiting, being patient, is the best road for consumers to take. DFW attorney Nick Namath will be with us today. Nick helps people that are dealing with an IRS tax issue. And if you're having a problem with the IRS, keep it here because Nick is a great asset and an advocate and somebody that you'll want to meet. Ernie Sprance is here with two reports today. First half hour, disposing of old smartphones, what you need to know. Second half hour, it's a consumer alert on dangerous dietary supplements. Some of this stuff can kill you, and we'll talk about it today on the consumer team. Get consumer news anytime on our website, which is myconsumerteam.com. We give you the headlines. We update the news throughout the day. You can also sign up for our consumer team alerts once a week. We keep you updated. We don't bug you, just one email a week. You can also read our blogs on the website and meet our sponsor team. These are the businesses from DFW that we endorse as the best in North Texas. A small list because we're choosy and selective, and good help is hard to find. Find it all at our website, myconsumerteam.com. That's www.myconsumerteam.com. It is that time of year that many of us think about helping others in need, giving a gift to a charity, to a nonprofit. Here on the Consumer Team, we are fans of responsible philanthropic giving. Supporting a charity or a nonprofit, it's very important, but it must be done with care, with caution, only after doing appropriate due diligence on the charity that you're about to give to. There are bad actors in the charity and nonprofit space. Well, today on the program, I am very pleased to welcome Dr. Albert Reyes, president of Buckner International, based right here in DFW, established just after the Civil War to help with the huge challenge of finding homes for young children that were orphaned because of that war. And now Buckner is helping people and transforming lives throughout the world. Dr. Albert Reyes, welcome to the Consumer Team.
Great to be here.
Let's talk, first of all, why people really need to be vigilant and diligent and vet before they give. And we'll talk about Buckner. But this it seems like it's a growing problem with nonprofits acting. I mean, there's bad actors in all categories, right?
Right. That's true. And I think, you know, just respecting the giver, the donor, the money that they give is hard-earned money. And yes, it is excess and it's a philanthropic gift, but I look at it as an investment. And so there should be a return on that investment. When you give something, you should see something happen that really is for the greater good of the community. And we're very focused on making sure that those dollars get stretched and pulled and invested and reinvested, and lives are impacted, lives are transformed with every dollar that's given to us.
And you're very transparent about the way your money is handled. Let's talk about Shoes for Orphan Souls. This program has been around since I've been in Dallas. That's where I first became aware of it, I think, 15 years ago? How long has this been around?
It's been a little bit over 15 years, and we've raised 3 million pairs of shoes, a little bit over 3 million pairs of shoes. It started as Shoes for Russian Souls with KCVI. It exploded. They handed it over to us because they do radio and not shoes. We took it over and took the name Shoes for Orphan Souls. So it's an easy way for just about anybody to get involved with a $25 gift for a pair of shoes or more if they want to do more. You know, shoes in some places around the world means education for kids. I've known families that have 3 children but only 1 pair of shoes. So the kids take turns going to school every other day because they don't have shoes to wear to school. Shoes can mean health. It can mean life for children. I've known of children that have cut themselves and stepped into contaminated water. Parasites get in the bloodstream and then eventually kill the child because they didn't have a $25 pair of shoes. So it really makes a difference. This last Saturday, I was at Saldivar Elementary distributing shoes to children. The teachers said these kids really need new shoes to start the new school year. I was at Burnett Elementary as well and did the same thing. Believe it or not, there are children right here in Dallas in the Bachman Lake area that don't have enough money for a pair of shoes. We can make a difference not only in Dallas, but also in other parts of the world by the simple gift of a pair of shoes.
Wow. Back to Dallas-Fort Worth. People are generally, oftentimes, not aware of the need right here in their backyard, are they?
That's true. We can find need around the corner, down the street. And our community, Dallas, gets better when we do the right thing and help children who really need help. These are our future citizens. These are the students that are going to be educated. These are families that are struggling. Dallas is known for commerce. It's known for business. It's known for world-renowned for the economic engine that we are. But little do we know that there is a benevolent side to our city, too. We give and have always, for the last 137 years, been part of the good things that happen in the shadows of commerce and business.
Folks listening today can go to buckner.org. There's a donate here button on the website. It's pretty easy to give. Talk to us about the need for monthly giving, you know, people that will step up and give a monthly gift because the need is great.
Right. It's not as glamorous, perhaps, as giving to a building or brick and mortar that will be there forever. That's important, too. And we have those kind of campaigns occasionally. But what we're talking about is just month in and out, every month, providing a small gift or large gift, whatever the person is moved to do. Those dollars go to help do things like provide a foster family for a child, a forever family for a child in adoption, helping a mother who's coming out of domestic violence, helping a family get stabilized through training, ESL, computer skills, parent skills, those kind of things that really make a desperate difference in the lives of families. That's what those dollars go for.
Dr. Albert Reyes, president of Buckner International, thank you for your time today. Buckner International, based right here in the Metroplex and impacting lives throughout the world. And since moving to Dallas, I came here in 1982. I've had an opportunity to work with Buckner several times. They are, in my opinion, one of the best-run nonprofits in the world. They are focused on some very important areas. Foster care and adoption, of course. Family Pathways, which provides assistance to single parents. Family Hope Centers, families dealing with a crisis. And then also senior living. And of course, Shoes for Orphan Souls is their largest project. It is truly saving lives and giving futures to children throughout the world. And it is that time of year where many of us are opening our hearts and our wallets to help people. Let me challenge you to first vet any nonprofit that you give to. Charity Navigators, we talk about them all the time here in the program. Check a charity out with charitynavigators.org, especially if you get to the same charity every year. You know, sometimes we don't know as much as we should about the charity, so check them out. People are often shocked with what they learn after they vet a nonprofit. But when it comes to Buckner International, I support this ministry myself, and I encourage you to consider making a gift to them as well. Their website is buckner.org. That's buckner.org. Coming up on the Consumer Team, the valuables in your home, jewelry, guns, artwork, collectibles. You will be surprised to learn that your homeowner's insurance may not cover those items fully if you have a loss. We'll talk about that next with Roger Harkins of TriStar Insurance Professionals. Bottom of the hour, it's been a crazy year for homeowners with storm damage. Eric Thomason of Blue Nail Roofing joins us to talk about why you have to wait in some cases to get quality work. Waiting is important. I know it's against your nature, but we'll talk about that in a moment. Later on, attorney Nick Namath will talk about why today is the best day to get help with that IRS tax problem. Serving Dallas-Fort Worth, this is the Consumer Team, and you're listening to 1080 KRLD.